Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Why attend church? Well, that's what we're going to deal with this week on the Wrap Report. You know, there's many people who try to argue today that I don't really need to attend church. After all, if you think about it, I can get plenty of good teaching and preaching online, on TV, on the radio. We can look at all these things and say, well, there's really not a need in our day and age to have to attend church. After all the churches are corrupt anyway. I mean, they're all filled with organized religion. That's supposed to be a bad thing. And yet, we still see churches where people argue that we must attend church. Why is that? Well, as we go through that this week, we're going to see that it is actually commanded for us to attend church. Now, for those who say they can do church at home, tell me how you can show love for one another, bear one another's burdens, pray for one another, lift one another up, all by yourself. Now, some will say, but I have my family. Yes, you do. But your family has a responsibility that you have within your family that's different than you should be doing within the church. You're also going to see that there's things, as we're going to examine, that you can't have in your family that you do in church, like having elders, or what we'd call pastors or bishops, and then having deacons. Well, those roles are not part of the family, they're part of the church. It is important to be part of the church for this reason, because in the church, we use our God-given gifts to serve others within the body of Christ for the furthering of God's body, the church.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.